They had the kickoff event for this year's Lights of Life campaign and gala in the Hopkins County Memorial Hospital lobby on Tuesday morning. It's a project of the Hospital Healthcare Foundation to provide needed equipment for the hospital. Foundation Director Jackie Thornton welcomed everyone.
Isn't this a beautiful day? Hallelujah, and thank you for the rain. Yes. I'm so sorry we didn't do this sooner so that we can stop the drought. You know, every time, I say this every time because it's true every time. Every time we plan Lights of Life, we have hail, rain, sleet, or snow. So thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless us with the weather. But thank you all for coming out and getting here through the storm, through the rain. But, oh, thank you, Lord, for the rain.
Hospital Administrator Michael McAndrew.
Somebody asked me the other day, they said, what do you attribute your success in recruiting physicians here? We had struggled for so long. And that's typical for any small community. Less than 6% of physicians surveyed said that they would go and live in a small town. So how do you measure, you know, what do you attribute that success to? Well, really a number of things. Some of the things were already in place. We had wonderful staff, we have a wonderful community, very friendly, warm, open. But I think that the two things that really tipped it for us for physician recruitment was a community that got transformed physically and a healthcare organization that got transformed physically.
Ms. Thornton again.
This year, our projects that we're going to be funding, we're going to be buying additional telemedicine units. You know what those are? We had one here. They came, they needed more, so we committed to do three more. However, Dr. Gallagher called last week or week before last and said, the one that we have is wearing out quickly. Can you advance us and go ahead and get one? Took it to our board, and of course our board graciously, generously agreed to do that. So we have already advanced $20,000 to purchase the one of the three telemedicine. So we're pretty excited about that we were able to do that. And it's because of the commitments that we received. Then we're also buying three flex cords. Now what this does is oftentimes patients, elderly patients maybe that have a broken arm or whatever, and they can't raise their arms or they can't get in a position to lie still in the MRI, they can attach these flex cords. And that allows them to make it easier for them, but yet still get proper imaging to be able to tell. So we're excited about that. Then we're also helping the hospital with the purchase of a new first response vehicle for EMS.
Wanda Gallion, who with husband Wayne are campaign special honorees this year.
Just from Wayne and I to Lisa and Brian and all of the gala committee, this is probably one of the biggest honors that we will ever anticipate or ever have. And it's one of those that's very humbling because there's so many people that deserve this more than we do. But we just want to say thank you and thank you to the board and to Lisa for this because it is really a magnificent honor to us and to our family. Thank you.
Ms. Thornton.
Our tree lighting is December the 4th, and it'll probably be freezing cold. Last year it was icing, so we moved it inside, and it worked out real well, so nobody froze. So this year we're going to do the tree lighting again. The trees will be in the gardens. However, the reception will be here in the lobby, and the jazz band will play. It'll be the same routine, but it seemed to be cozy in here last year. So that was a game plan B that worked out well.
KSST News.